Kama Kimoy says Chrissy and so on. The Rashi over here says that
what was the chaval? What was the distinction between Ovis and them? So he's bothered also by the problem, I guess, of Shmi Hashem Lo Nedati. He says, it doesn't say Lo Hedati, Lo Nedati. So Rashi says, Bekel Shakai, Hiftachti Maftochis. I promised them Maftochis. Obekulom Amartem Ani Kel Shakai. Vushmi Hashem Lo Nedati, Lo Nekartelam Bemidas Amitis Shali. Nem Olam Is Dvorai, Shayiftachti Velo Kiyamti. So Rashi explains that the transition between Ovis and the Bonim was specifically in this area of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Maftiach and not being Mekayim. And then over here also he says, L'chein al peris yishavu amol v'yisrael ani Hashem hanemo v'avtachosi v'atzei seschem kichein iftachti v'ach yentzuch v'shkodl. There's something here, the crux of the mass of matan between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu vis-a-vis the Ovis and so on, there's something very unclear over here. L'chura, let's say by a bus of Adam, a person promises somebody else something. I'll help you with something. The reason why he doesn't do it now is because he can't do it now. And the other person wants to be sure he'll do it, so he promises he'll do it. So in a person, the inyan of having a haftocha and then having a kiyum it comes from the chisaron in the person that he can't do it now. I pledge I'll give $1,000 tzedakah. I don't have it now. B'mesh the year I'll pay it up. So that comes mitzad the chisaron of the person. I want you to be sure that you can use it now. So you'll have $1,000 from me. It's a pledge for over the year. B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, what shayach? Why is there such a hanhaga and such a midah bechlal? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's can do it now, and if he can do it now, he should do it now. If he doesn't want to do it now, then what's the haftacha? What kind of midah is it of haftacha? By us, it's a make do. It's an ad hoc solution. I can't give you $1,000 now, but I'll pledge it to you so that you know you can rely on it. But what does it mean by Kadosh Baruch Hu that there's a whole anhaga that's called haftacha, and that was promised to the Ovis, and that's a gilu of Kel Shakai, and there's a second midah called midah amitis, which is a kiyum of it. That whole musig of haftacha, the whole musig of besura, it says by Yitzchak there were three malachim, one malach to heal sorrow, one malach to mehapach stoyim, one malach to be mevaser. I mean, it's nice to know in advance that something's going to happen, but to have a whole malach set aside for it, to have a whole tafkid set aside for haftacha. I mean, haftacha is kind of an adjunct to a maisa, but it's a whole anhaga v'kadosh baruch haftacha. What's the point of it? If you look at the parasha carefully, that's really the masa matan. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, "Me'oz basi l'par l'dabe b'shmecha." Since I've started talking in your name, Heilom Azev, Atzilah Tzaltas Amecha. So, you know, there's been a lot of talk and nothing coming out of it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, by the obvious, I was Maftiach Lat, and they didn't see the Kiyum of it, and so on and so forth. They still were there, but you'll see it. So what is the point of all the talking about Kiyum? It's hard to say also, to understand it just as a nisoyan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is menaseh people because he gives up tochis, and we have to believe that there'll be mekayim it. It's very hard that a mice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only there for an external motive. I could do it for you now. I could help you now, but I'll promise you because maybe later on. So we'll see if you really believe in me. Emunah, there is an sign of emunah, but it's hard to say that the whole tachlis of throwing out haftachis is to add an sign of emunah. There is an sign of emunah, but that's not It's hard to learn up that that's the kilu, the etzemais of it. If you take a look at the whole parasha, there is the whole Geulas Mitzrayim is has a whole element in it that seems extraneous to us. Lamaisa, Akadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu straight off the bat. He told him that Vani Akshalev Paroi, and he's not going to send you. The whole Akadosh Baruch Hu could have taken Kal Yisrael, marched him out of Mitzrayim, split the Yam, and not look backwards. If you want to get Kal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, then do it that way. The whole parasha of Hasra, it's Samach, well, with Hasra, Samach, with Ar Hasra, a constant politics with, and he started off, and that's what he told him. He said, Me'oz Basil Par Ledabe Vishmecha, from when I started having these negotiations with him, the speeches with him, nothing's come out of it. I mean, you want to be Gol Kaisel, take him out. Each and every Makkah, this one was with Hasra, this one was this way, this one's that way. It's very, very strange Mahalach, especially in the second half of the Mahalach, when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Vani Akshalev Paroi, and according to many Rishonim, Paroi no longer had the Bechira to do it. So what was the point of it? The Rambam says, we see always the Rambam says that that itself was the gilui, that a person loses his bechira when a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants so, and bechira is only a gift, and so on. But the whole thing seems to be purposeless. So why you go and you talk and back and forth and back and forth? Even at the end, we didn't wait. It wasn't a pshat we walked out. We waited for Paroi to come and to call us in the middle of the night, and to say and to tell us that you should go. In other words, we needed a Paroi's haskama that we should go. In Tanchuma, the Medrash says by Va'era, what's before actually, it's in Shmois, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, there's a pasuk, it says, B'dvarim lo yusa aved. An eved doesn't listen to diburim. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is coming along and saying, Akash Baruch says, here's the plan. You're going to come to Paro and tell him, Shlach Asami v'yavdeini. So Moshe said, B'dvarim lo yusa eved. An eved is not someone that a conversation gets him to do what he's supposed to do. An eved is somebody you're supposed to hit and so on. So you see that the Hagdara of Mitzrayim in this case is called Avodim. When Mitzrayim was called the Beis Avodim, it's not only the pshat that we were Avodim to Paro. Mitzrayim are a chefza of Avdus. There's a b'chin of Eved Kiyimloch, and Eved sometimes rules over the master, but the Avdus is a certain mohus, and one of that is that B'dvarim L'yusa Eved. An Eved does not respond to speech. He responds to hitting, to being whipped, to being pushed, and so on. So in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's added nekuda was that there's no point in the burim with it because it's a makom of avdus. One more inyan that is happening here and in this whole mahalach. The Rambam says that when Klal Yisrael asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Klal Yisrael will be asking him what his name is, so the Rambam says the reason is because there were Nevi'im beforehand, but there never was a matzav where a person would come along to a klal and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me and told me to tell you the following. It's not 100% clear in the Rambam's Harotzes Dvarim if he means atzivu as mitzvahs. Even though he uses those words, it doesn't quite fit the context because there was no mitzvahs here, or a navi for Arabim. There was no Koyamar Hashem. People who were in a very high darga had a b'china snevua and were in a high darga and they heard and understood. But that somebody should come along and be mitzvah on the klal, that was something new. And this is what our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why they said, we never heard of such a thing. Where's that coming from? What kind of hug is that? We never heard of it. If you think about it, the chiddush of nevuah in the world is really kosher to Yetzias Mitzrayim. You see, Lamashal, it says that the Rambam's lashon when he speaks in El Savod Azorah, that we were shakur in Avodah Zarah until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Avodah that he loved us in the bris of his course to office, Sholach as Moshe, who is his Navi Nemon, and he was Mitzava as Torah, and so on and so forth. In other words, the Geula started with Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Avi Kol Nevi'im, and he's the Goyal of Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the Sheirish of Nevuah in Klal Yisrael. Navi Kamayni Yakim Kibecha. The snare was the beginning of his galus of Nevuah, like we saw the Rabbeinu Bechai last week. The Mahalach of his galus of Nevuah comes together with the Mahalach of Geula of Klal Yisrael. To be a Moshiach of Klal Yisrael doesn't dafka have to be a Navi. Chashmonoim were Moshiach's Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Yeshua through them. Nevuah is Nevuah, and Yeshua is Yeshua. I mean, David HaMelech was the Melech of Klal Yisrael, was Moshiach Klal Yisrael. The Navi was Nasna Navi, was other Nevi'im. There seems to be lav dafka that one needs with the other. And yet, over here, the Goyal was also the Sheirish of Nevuah. V'lei Davahu. Nevuah is the koyach of dibur of elikus nebriya. Nevuah comes. The Rebbe says meloshen nivs fasayim. It's the koyach hadibur, and so that means that the geula here was associated with a certain gilui of dibur in the briya. So let's start by looking at this. There's a very famous zoya here that said over. It says tochazi ksiv. Heim bnei Yisrael lo shomer life eichishmeni pari v'anir al svasayim. That Moshe Rabbeinu complained, if Klal Yisrael doesn't listen to me, how will Paro listen to me? Anir al svasayim. Mai v'anir al svasayim. V'ho b'kad misa ksiv lo yish dvorem anoichi v'goyim eki kvad per kvad losh anoichi. V'kud shabrucha v'oisiv le misom per lodo. In other words, in the first dialogue of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't have the kelim for speaking. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Misom pe l'adam, v'nocheyem picha. So, what's all over again? What's v'nir al svasayim? Ela roze ihu Moshe kolo v'dibo diyu mila didei havi begalusa. So, the Zoya says that the words were begalus. Ubegin da ama v'chmeine parei. My dibur itself is in galus as well as I am. Tochazi kozman de dibav begalusa kolim istalek milay v'mila have otem b'lo kol. In other words, as long as galus, as the dibur was in galus, the dibur and the kol were not together. In other words, there was some chisaron lacking in dibur. Until Matan Torah, that's what the Zoya says. It's very famous. It's quoted quite often that the Golos of Mitzrayim was a Golos on Dibur. That's why Lamashal it says that Vargamani Shemat is Nakas Meisol. The Golos started when there was Tefillah and so on. But let's try to understand what does it mean that the Golos was that the Dibur was in Golos. What does it mean that Dibur is in Golos? What does the words mean? So let's understand a little bit about the tachlis of dibur and so on. When a person, events that happen in the world, each event itself is a random event. In other words, if something explodes, if something burns, if there's a flood, if somebody plows the ground, maisim are always limited to their own metzius. That's the way any physical thing that happens in the world happens in itself. The mind tries to put things together. And that's where a person begins to think and to link things together. Seichel tries to link things together. But the seichel is always my perception. For instance, I see the color blue. You say you see the color blue, and he says he sees the color blue. There is absolutely no way in the world to know that what I see b'Torah as blue is what you see b'Torah as blue is what he sees b'Torah as blue. It's individual. So that sense that Seichel has picked up, the mind has declared this color to be blue, there is no way in which that's part of the metzius of the world. It's part of me. My feeling of this is blue. Your feeling is blue, and his feeling is blue, but we don't know if that means the same thing for all three of us. That is the two halakim, two opposite halakim of the Bria. Maisim are realities, but each maisa exists in itself. Seichel dehers things, and Seichel tries to put things together, but that never has a metzias in the Bria. It doesn't have any real metzias in the Bria because everybody's seichel and perception is his own. When a person labels something, for instance, imagine a child is sleeping in a car and parent takes him to the zoo and takes the child out, and the child opens his eyes and he sees animals all around him. One of those places where you can walk around openly. Whether the parents tell him we're lost in a jungle now or we're at a zoo makes the entire difference of what the metzius is. The diburim are koivea the understanding of the inyan. The famous chazal that it says about the chayim amos yad aloshen, a moshel to melech that sent somebody sent somebody to get him lion's milk because that's what he needed, and the person came back and he blurted out it's dog's milk and the king almost killed him. A whole story. It's not the pshat that chazal it's not a game. Chazal meant the metzius is nikva kifi the way diburim are kaver the metzius. If a person sees a picture, and one of the most annoying things is to see a picture, an interesting picture in the newspaper, and no caption. I don't know, am I supposed to be looking at this person? Am I supposed to look at that person? Am I supposed to look at the car? What's the point over here? There's something going on, and I don't know what the point is. The caption gives the metzius its connection. The chelik that Chochma supplies to metzius is given by the burim in the world of metzius. So when a person comes along and says, you're now going to see the following demonstration, the person knows exactly what he's going to see, and then he follows it from the beginning to the end. This, we're going to do this and this, and the person is able to follow it. So the koyach hadibur in the Bria is the koyach that gives things their metzias, mitzad the meaning of the things. There's a pasuk, it says, Pasuk in Amos, Ki lo yasa Hashem elokim dova ki im gila soide lavoda v'neviim. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not do anything until he does not reveal to the neviim the secret of it. And it says by Kadosh Baruch Hu, by Aficha Stoim, he said, I have to tell Avram, and they stall through this pasuk. Well, what does it mean? I mean, by a human being, it's a certain weakness. It's a certain, I have to tell people, I need to share it with somebody. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it that way? The Teretz is because a Maisa is not a Maisa unless it has a Dibur attached to it. unless the dibur gives it meaning, the maisa itself doesn't mean anything. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does any maisa Hashem has a dibur that comes with it. And the dibur is what gives it its meaning klapei the world. And b'meila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where does it become a dibur? Where are those words spoken? That's Soide Lavodav. The Soide Hashem Lireyav. There are people, there's Nevi'im. The Nevi'im are the Bali Dibur of the Bria. The Dvar Hashem is amongst Nevi'im. And b'meila, there's a Gilu in the world of Dibur to Nevi'im. Whether the Navi passes it on or not is irrelevant. But if a certain Maisa came to the world with a Dibur, it has a Dibur. That is the Mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Megala Soidei Lavodav HaNevi'im, to give everything in the world meaning. We always say over the famous Ramban and Ebenezer, when the Ebenezer asks why the Torah doesn't mention Yocheved giving birth at such a late age, at such a nais, and the Ramban talks about it very, very stridently. Ramban speaks very strong against it, and the point of Ramban is nisim that were not foretold don't count as nisim for Torah. That's the it's like if somebody were to go into a museum, I don't know if Ripley's believe it or not. There's 100,000 strangest things. What does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. I don't know what it means. I don't know. It's a fluke. It's crazy. Who knows? It means nothing. It's not a safe of Maisa Nisim. It's a Maisa of Mishana Brias, not a Maisa Nais. A Maisa Nais means when there's a Dibur that says, you know, that Ka'ez Chayel, a Surah Bain, that becomes a Nais. Because there was a Dvar Hashem that gave it a caption and said, Hini Hoylech Lasseis Neflois. I am now going to do something extraordinary for a certain tachlis. So the world of Dibur is the world that gives everything in the Bria meaning. The first 2,000 years are called Toihu. It says Alpayim Toihu, Alpayim Toira, Alpayim Gula, Mashiach. The Toihu is one of the translations of Toihu is a random mixture of things that are meaningless. Rashi says people asks Mahu, like the Toihe. What in the world is it? I don't know what it is. In other words, the thing is there, but it doesn't have any meaning associated with it. So you have pieces and pieces and pieces and pieces, but tachlis, what it means, no one knows. So the world of Toihu is a world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first 2,000 years of the Bria are Toihu. In other words, they don't have meaning to it. There's all sorts of maisim happening, and it's very not clear what it is. Torah is the gilui of Dvar Hashem, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins to give it diburim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is why it chose Avram, and this is what happened to Yitzchak, and this is where Yaakov is going. And this is how a person is Mekadosh and Isha, and this is how a person is Megarish and Isha. And this is how a person is Koine, and this is Mechira, and every single aspect of the world gets a certain title. So Torah is the Zekinek Zer Toihu. Toihu is like a Shelas Tam, Mazer, like what is it? And the Diburim, the Diburim start coming out. So the Mahalach of the Bria was 2,000 years of a world with everything in it that's needed, but absolutely no meaning associated with it. And even though the people who were Chachamim, like Avram, like Yitzchak, they heard what the world was about, but since there was no Dvar Hashem given for the Tzibur, there was no Diburim available for giving it out. My hargosha is this is what it means. You have people who are big tzaddikim, and you see clearly they heard the kedusha and the goodness of everything, but they can't communicate it well, because they're lacking the diburim that can give it and make it a reality for a tzibur. When you're lacking a koyach of dibur, in arlos vasayim and so on, the person is lacking. It's not only he doesn't have a koyach hashpa. When you say somebody came in show the person, you say he doesn't have the dibur. His own feelings cannot translate to an objective mitzias. That was the matzav of the world of Avraham and Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had yet to send a shliach and tell him, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, Daber al Parei, Koy Soima. There was no... A nevuah was a personal connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, personal hair. There was no diburim given to the Vesamti Dvar Beficha, didn't exist. That's the pshat. Dibur was in Golos. It was locked away and it was not available. An Eved Avdus is the extreme case of a personal list for the here and the now. Avda Befker Nichalei. An Eved takes what's here now. An Eved has no chayas. Everything exists as is. And that was the oimek of that golos was in Mitzrayim. V'leisham al Moshe, mekoytze ruach ma'avayda kasha. When you're working so hard and you're not thinking, you can't put one and one together. There is no such thing as meaning. It's survival. This minute, survival. The next minute, survival. The minute afterwards. Anything that is diburim, Rabbi Yisai, we're going through a tkufa now, and it's a tkufa of this, and there's going to be a ghoul at the end. They're meaningless. A person who's living moment to moment to moment is surviving. He doesn't have anything which is shayach to giving meaning to anything. What do you mean has meaning? I'm trying to do my best to live. That is the that was the Golos of Mitzrayim. They were avodim in a base avodim. Even the mitzvim who were not avodim. The whole Metzias of Paroi, the divinities of Avodah Zarah, which came to a head in Mitzrayim, were all the here and the now. Whatever exists here, did Paroi not think he would die? But when he lives, he's the God. Whatever exists is God. Whatever Koach exists is what it is. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tachlis of the Geula, was not only just to get Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim physically. They were suffering, get them out. It was the beginning of a new tkufa in the world. Klal Yisrael is a peh for Hashem. Klal Yisrael Klal Yisrael's metzias is a metzias that ke'ilu is a metzias of a devar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu had to be girl Klal Yisrael through the Burim Dafka. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Daber al Paroi, speak. You have to begin to speak. This Golos is going to come about because you're going to stand to Paroi and say, I want you to understand something. This is what's happening, and this is what's going to happen, and this is what Hashem wants, and so on. The Kim Gola Soide L'Avodah V'Hanaviim, this is where Avodah V'Hanaviim started becoming part of the world, and this is where that Gilui started speaking. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Bikoris, he told Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ovis was the Bechina of Haftocha, and they had to live just with the Dibur even before the Metzias flushed it out. It wasn't Stam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maftiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maftiach beforehand. It's not the Pshat, when we're Maftiach, it's because we can't come up with it with the favor, so we're Maftiach it. What does it mean by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maftiach it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us beforehand so that we know what's happening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that it tells Avram, let me tell you what's going to start happening now. There's going to be a long Golos. And throughout the difficult Golos, I'm going to be keeping this bris, and then there will be an umadel v'meshabedem, and so on and so forth. By telling you now what is going to happen, the whole mahalach becomes a meaningful mahalach. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him a year before, Ke'ez Chayel Asar Bein, then Leidas Yitzchak is not a fluke. It's not something that happened. It's not Leidas Yitzchak. It's the Haftacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tri Ovis, that the Chol Azaracha. It's part of something much bigger than itself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, the Ovis saw the beginning of Dibur without Maisa, and they had no problem with it, and you're on the verge where the Dibur is going to become Maisa, and there's something lacking. There's a very interesting Gemara in Brachas. It says by Hamoitzi, Moitzi Hamoitzi, whether it's Lashon Ova, Lashon Osid, which one is for sure. The Gemara is down in the Lashon. The Gemara says, it says Hamoitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. So that obviously means Lashon Ova. And the Gemara says, when you will go out of Mitzrayim, Kada Piktum Arav Mitzrayim, I will do something, the Teidun that I took out of Mitzrayim. In other words, when you will have the Gula from Mitzrayim, you will realize the Mahalach of the Gula as it was. In other words, Yetzias Mitzrayim carried in itself also the Inyan that you will realize Mafreya what it is. It says in the Sfarim, even though the Diburim of Moshe Rabbeinu seemed that V'leishomol Moshe Mikaitzu Ruach Mavayda Kasha, they didn't seem to listen, but afterwards when they went out, they realized that it was all coming from there as well. So Yetzias Mitzrayim in its big picture is not only the Klai Yisrael going out of the Tzor Mitzrayim, it's the beginning of a whole new tkuf in the world where Dvar Hashem is part of the Metzias and enlightens the entire Metzias. Talmud Torah and Har Sinai is the culmination of it. That's the crux of it. Torah is the ultimate dibur. It's the dvarim of Hashem. But since Yetzias Mitzrayim is the beginning of the process of it, it needed to carry that same mahalach, that there would be diburim that would describe the entire inyan and bring it out to the Olam HaMaaseh. So the Mitzrayim itself was the ultimate galus of Dibur. It says Paro, the Arizal says Paro's Lashon is Oisis Ha'oiref, which is in a person's koima, you have the brain. The back of the brain flows down into the spine, which is the world of Maisa and not Diburim. It's where human activity is arranged. The front goes into Dibur. The Dibur of the Oiref is the opposite of Dibur. It's all Maisa. The nape of the neck is Zeluma Sekilu of the Koch HaDibur of a person. It's where there is no Dibur. One does not, when a person walks or anything, we don't have any sense of what's going on over here. It's very interesting. It says, Tzadikim Oymer Ma'at Vaisim Harbe, Rishoyim Oymer Harbe Vaisim Ma'at. Ask yourself a shayla. Why does the tzaddik have to talk at all? If I'm hungry and I need to eat, so what's the market for the burim? Bring the sandwich and let me eat. Why bechal should it be the burim? If it's a matzah, a person needs the burim, chizuk, and kiruv, and this and that. So the dibur is the maisa. The teretz is the person needs a helping hand. So why is there mocking for the burim at all? What's the pshat? Oyme matzah is harbe. Oyse harbe. Tzadikim medabrim. Rishoyim medabrim. Tzadikim oisim. That's the teretz is the burim are a part of the asiyah. If I put down food in front of somebody, Is he going to charge me? Is he expecting something? Does he want it for me? There has to be some sort of title for it. there's something in Kinyanim called Psikas Dvarim. In other words, Psikas Maas. I need to have some sort of I'm selling you this, Bitmuras, that you give me X amount of money, Bitmuras this, Bitmuras that. There has to be some sort of Diburim there, and Psikas Maas is one of the elements of a Kinyan. There has to be some sort of Psikas Maas on it over here. So Klai Yisrael, so in Mitzrayim was the ultimate opposite of Diburim. Nothing meant anything. An Eved is not going towards any Mahalach. He's not. He doesn't build an Osid. He doesn't have any Chayas. Doesn't have Yichas. Everything exists for the minute, because if there's no Dibur in the world, then everything exists for itself, and that's that. The Geula started with Moshe Rabbeinu, and his nisayon was he was lacking Koach HaDibur, and Koach HaDibur itself hadn't pushed itself out to the Bria. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Misom Peh Badam, that this is going to be part of his Koach. And as far as the word goes, he needed to trust that he would be able to bring it out. It says Ushmi Hashem Loinoidati. Sarashi is bothered by the fact that it is mentioned sometimes there. Sarashi is mechalik between Noidati and Hoidati. The others knew of Hashem, but there's Leida and there's Lehivoda, like it says in the Mishnah. There's to know and there's to be Megala. My personal sensation of the color blue is a personal thing. Nobody can share in mind sensation of what blue is. But there are things sharp, there are certain things that I can share with other people. In other words, Shem Havaya was a personal gilui to the Ovis. Elikim is a gilui everywhere, because Elikim speaks through action. Elikim is the maisa that happened, the koach. And that is wherever there's something happens in the Bria, that's a Lakim. Be'ez Bar Lakim, Sashraim Sa'aretz. Everything in the world that is Metzias is Elokim. So that was there always. Havaya Lakim is only by Bria's Adam, because Havaya Lakim combines the actions of the world, the Kohos in the world, with the Ratzin and Chachma of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it says in the pasuk, "Ki lo yase Hashem lekim dava." It says, "Hashem lekim dava, kim gila soide lavod v'neviim." Havail, in other words, the world is action and meaning behind the actions, behind the activities, and when the two are combined together, that's where the real world becomes a world of meaning. And this was waiting in the Bria, this was hidden in the Bria till Moshe Rabbeinu came, and he was the one who began the process, which Torah would culminate, to bring it out. That's why he needed, so this was where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was beginning to reveal it to the world, not just to be known to the others personally, but to let it be known what the world means. The Geula needed to be of that same process. He needed to come to Paro and say, Paro, with Dvarim, I bedvarim lo yusa eved, we're beginning the process of taking you out of Avadim. It's the world is going to learn that there is a big picture, that things mean a lot more than what they are in themselves. The Yam can be a Yam, and the Yam could be a Yabasha, depending if Ratzon Hashem is Yam, Ratzon Hashem is Yabasha, and so on. The whole Maso Matan, Hasros, and speaking to him and coming back again to him, I mean, it was because Dibur would now be a inseparable part of what the Bria is about. The Bria would now begin to speak and would have captions about what it means. And this Bligvul in Yanim, that's why on Pesach night, the child who is the worst off is the Enei De'Elishol. In other words, in ranking the children, The Einir Delishol means it's the Hefer of Pesach. Pesach is Meloshon, the Lord's form say Pesach, that you begin to talk, call Marba Lasape, Arizim Meshubach. The Einir Delishol means there is no Koach HaDibur. It is completely without Dibur, and therefore, and the gradations go like that. The Tam has very little Koach HaDibur, he just can ask Mazeh, he doesn't have all the Shilas and so on and so forth. And the Einir Delishol is Bechal no Dibur, Ve'at Psachloi. The Chiyuv is, the core Chiyuv is to open up the Koach HaDibur. That the person ask himself, Moshe Rabbeinu's first encounter with Dvar Hashem was asking himself, what is the snare? What is it about? A question is the first, is the aside of Dibur. If I ask a Shaila, I have where to give a teretz to. If I don't ask a Shaila, it's Pitputu Mila Balma. There's no, if somebody comes along and says, I have a Svara. But what was the problem? I mean, where was the problem that the Svara is coming into? The Shaila that a child asks is the beginning of that Koach HaDibur. If this is the Yisoid in Mitzrayim, in Geula, in the Tkufa of Torah and so on, in a person's Mitzias, it is, it's the Yisoid of a person's Mitzias, and not the least because a person is a Ruach Memallo. In a few Oifanim, we ask ourselves, what is the point of learning? What's the point of learning Pirtei Halachis that may or may not be relevant to us? What's the point of learning Pirtei Halachis if we'll never be Samech Na'al Psak? What's the point of learning or understanding? Let's just do good things. Do the right things. You're doing the right things. And each time you have a Shaila what to do, do it, and so on and so forth. The answer is, first of all, if a person does good things all his life, but doesn't have Diburim for it, doesn't understand the framework where it exists in, then in a certain sense there's a certain element of meaninglessness to it. The person hasn't been able to know what he's doing, so it is rote, it's mikra. Even if he does it 1,000 times on a pasha level, it's mikra. That's all it is. The person who, as a person, begins to build a framework of understanding. We live, in other words, in our lazy selves, pictures the following. We do the right things. We you know, everyone's pretty much trained to do the right things, and he does them. We all have good feelings and ideas. We want good things and the right things and so on and so forth. So, Shlemus, what's missing? The answer is exactly what it says here. If a person has not been able to flesh out his diburim, if a person has vague feelings of goodness, but there's no structure to it, there's no building, then he doesn't have it. Divrei Torah, if a person does a ma'isa mitzvah, If a person doesn't learn, so just like, we'll give you a mashal. If a person whose vocabulary is very poor, I had a neighbor in Israel, very nice people, very simple people, they grew up without much education, and I noticed at some point, I think the people were not stupid people, but the only adjectives they had were good and bad. So to describe an illness as being critical, chronic, irritating. It's a good illness, it's a bad illness. That was it. The only two words they had. So they also didn't really have... So whatever vague feelings they might have had, if it couldn't translate into Dibur, it didn't exist. Because you can't hold on to things that are made of air. You need a handle on something. In the world of Torah and mitzvahs and in halacha, if you can't describe the different elements, you don't have a handle on it. This is a shir, this is ma'akiv, this is midina de gemara, this is because of ksusim echdeshura, this is because of tefach, this. If you don't have the words, then you don't have it. even if you do it, and even if you vaguely have a recognition of what the right thing is, if you don't have the words for it, it doesn't really exist. It's a blur. That's an olam halacha is true at that. You can't understand the nuances of what you're doing unless you have the bits and the pieces that are called dibur. And it certainly is true in the olam of a person's character, nefesh, and so on. Everybody has vague feelings of goodness and repulsion from bad things, and they feel positive about good things. But if a person never thought about these things, if a person never gave it words, if a person never fleshed it out, then that's all it is. It's not a metzius, it's toihu. The person's pnimius is a good pnimius, but it's a toihu deka pnimius. It's got no kesher one with another. It's a lot of vague feelings about things, both positive and negative. If a person learns about it, understands it, dehears it, thinks about it, and spoils on it, then the person begins to become a metzius. My Rebbe always says that the word dover is the same word as dibur. Dvarim in words, and dvarim objects are the same, because the words create the object. Part of the learning of in learning, even though it's supposed to be a mental activity, there was a tremendous focus on learning b'koil, b'diburim, because diburim are real things. And even if a person learns Misil Sisharim and he starts out by saying, I'm not going to teach you anything new, but he's going to give us diburim for what's new, for what's old. We're going to be able to, exactly, Avodas Hashem starts with what? Zehirus. Zehirus is founded on this. Even if it's Pashit, but unless we have diburim for it, and diburim that we've categorized and we have them as such, as building blocks, we don't have anything. And that's the beginning of the tikkun of the Bria is. The Bria, all the pieces are there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put all the pieces in place. Every person has an neshama inside him that has the feelings, the vague feelings and the receptacles for good and bad. But until a person doesn't make that connection where the things that he is with the good, the vague good feelings have words to themselves and the words apply themselves to the situation, then the person is living in galus of Mitzrayim. That's the galus of Mitzrayim. It's a galus of dibur, meaning Klal Yisrael deep inside had a feeling for what's good. They were struggling to survive minute by minute, and they couldn't hear any diburim. The beginning of meaningful avodas Hashem is the process of developing the sets of diburim. And for us, it means learning. Learning is developing the sets of diburim. We now understand the pratim and the pirtei pratim and all the bits and pieces of the thing. It's when you look at a car, you don't just say it's a whatchamacallit. Every single chalik is something that gives it meaning. We live a lot of the haftachas. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just do things for us is because if things were just done, we would lose out the meaning. A person lives by learning, and a person learns about bitachon. A person learns about schar v'onish. A person learns about haftachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Slowly, it begins to take on meaning. And when things happen to the person, it has a place where to land. It starts fitting into some sort of structure. We think that when something big happens, we want to understand what happened. We first have to understand. And when we understand, we look around us and we see so many things are happening. We understand the mahalchim, we understand chalokim of it, and that's the kiyum of Karapiktun Mimitzrayim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will eventually take us out of our where we're stuck. Teidun Kenya Piktun. We will have realized that this is what happened. If a person has built inside him those diburim, those divrei Torah that give meaning to it, then first of all, he doesn't live in a toihu anymore. It's not a random maddening universe with shots from all over the place. And when a person comes out finally, he realizes what it was that was happening all the time. Shabbos.
Or so.